You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio.
Our next guest, Torrey Holt, is the other half of one of the great wide receiving tandems in NFL history. Now, we had his partner, Isaac Bruce, on earlier in the show, and we just got finished, of course, with the architect of that offense. That would be Mark Martz. But Torrey and Isaac were featured performers in the greatest show on turf, and that was an offensive higher wire act that you obviously remember, know, and it won one Lombardi Trophy for the Rams in St. Louis and went to a second Super Bowl a couple years later. Quarterback Kurt Warner has already been enshrined in the Hall of Fame, as have running back Marshall Faulk and Orlando Pace from that offense. But now Torrey and Isaac are semifinalists for the Hall of Fame's class of 2018, and like Isaac Bruce in the last hour, Torrey is here to talk with us. And Torrey, thanks so much for being on here and joining us.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on.
Torrey, Isaac Bruce was already a Pro Bowl receiver when you arrived in St. Louis as a first-round draft pick in 1999. What did you learn from him about being a professional wide receiver?
Oh, man, I learned a lot. You know what? I was really fortunate to come into a situation being an understudy of Isaac Bruce and being shown how to be a pro on a day-to-day basis, on and off the football field. He was consistent and very, very, very competitive, which is one of the reasons why he having an opportunity to be a finalist last year and a soon-to-be Hall of Famer is very well granted. So that was a treat. I really enjoyed it. I tried to soak up as much as I could from Isaac. He didn't talk a lot. And he still doesn't to this day, but when he speaks, you have a tendency to listen a little more. Your ears perk up a little more when he talks, because he always has something something good to say and very resounding. So under his tutelage was great. Ricky Prohl also was in that room as well, and his plethora of knowledge and professionalism as well. So good examples, Ozzie Keem and Tony Horn and other guys in that room. Just it was a benefit. And I always say to young guys today, if you can get in a room, if you're fortunate enough to get in a room like that with guys that's played a while, got a ton of knowledge and still pros and going out and playing at a high level, take as much in as you can. Take as many notes as you can. So I found myself doing that, and they showed me how to do it. And then it was important. It was important for me to continue to play the game as I saw it and how it was presented to me. And that was Ricky and Isaac for sure, just leading that room and showing us how to do it and keeping the receiver position played at a high level.
Torrey, how did you two sort of play off each other and complement each other as wide receivers? Because sometimes you get in these kind of situations and there's more stress between the two guys than there is complementary play, which there certainly was with you two.
Right. I just think we both fed off each other. We both were competitive. We both were ones. But we had enough humility to and humbleness to feed off one another. If Isaac was drawing double teams, then it was my responsibility to bust a dude on the other side's ass for four quarters. And then if I was drawing double teams, it was his responsibility to bust the other guy's butt, the one-on-one opportunity, every single time. So we knew that. We understood that when it was his go, and it was up to me to clear out, I did that. It was my go, and it was up for him to clear out. And all the other guys, they did that. And we could take hitches the distance. We could take slants the distance. We could take 22 to 25-yard digs the distance. We could also take the ball. We also had the ability to take off the top end of the defense, either one of us, with double moves or straight up just routes on speed and precision. So we did it all. And we took pride in blocking, too. We really did. And that was a credit to Al Saunders, the coaching that we got from Al, and being a young boy. And mind you, guys, I was just a rookie, playing responsible to play at a high level. But Al Saunders was a constant in our room, in the receiver's room, and he demanded that we do it all. And Mike did, too. He demanded that we did it all. Not only be, and you hear Isaac say this as well, and other guys, it's good to be we took pride in being really good receivers, but we took pride in being good ass football. Excuse my language. We took pride in being really good football players.
All right.
The attention to detail, the film study, the training, the lifting, the routes on air. I mean, all the stuff that embodied playing the game and playing it at a Hall of Fame level. I saw that on a consistent basis. So I was only going to pick up on those habits and, again, try to carry it out as well.
It's funny you mentioned Al Saunders. I covered him in the mid-'80s when he was the receivers coach in San Diego and then became the head coach there. They had some pretty good receivers. They had Charlie Joyner, who's in the Hall of Fame. Wes Chandler, who was a great receiver. Kellen was at tight end. They had Pete Hullahan, Eric Sievers, and they had great, great receivers.
Yeah. Eric Coryell and all. Yeah, and Al would talk to us about those guys and how they worked and how disciplined and skilled they were at the position, how they took pride in it. That really helped. It really helped me from a young age, and then along to go along with my skill set to really play at a high level from the jump.
We're speaking with Hall of Fame candidate Torrey Holt on the Talk of Fame Network, and you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at Talk of Fame Net. And Torrey, you and Isaac Bruce spent 9 years together in St. Louis, and you're working towards a common goal, which, of course, is winning championships for the Rams. Just wondering, how do you feel about having to go against each other for spots in the Hall of Fame's class of 2018? You've done it before, but you got to do it again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even put a lot of time into that. It's just what it is. I mean, Isaac and I, whether he goes in the Hall of Fame, I don't. I go in the Hall of Fame, he don't. We'll always be tied together. We were a dynamic duo. He was one of the best duos in NFL history. So that's going to always be the case, and I'm just really honored and humbled and thankful to still be, you know, tied to Isaac, talking about having an opportunity to be Hall of Fame players. That's a tremendous, tremendous honor. And again, he showed me how to do it. He pushed me. I pushed him. So I get it. So I don't make no bones about it. It's up to the voters to decide how it goes. Our work is done. The numbers is there. The consistency is there. The championships are there. The division championships are there. The individual records are there. The NFL records are there. I mean, I can keep going on and on and on and on about he and I careers. We mirror each other in a lot of ways. But I wouldn't. I'm going to ride the wave. And I am honored to be tagged with Isaac because I know how important the game meant to him and is to him, and he knows how important the game is to I. And that's cool for us. It was about playing football and playing at a high level. So I'm cool with it. Yeah, it is what it is. I'll deal with it for the rest of my life, but I'm okay with it.
You know, it is rare that two receivers from the same team wind up in Canton together. The Steelers did it with John Stallworth and Lynn Swann.
Yeah.
The Bills had, for a brief time, James Lofton and Andre Reed.
Right.
Why should there be a place in Canton for two receivers from the greatest show on turf?
Why should there be?
Yep.
Oh, man. I mean, I think when you talk about those guys that you just listed, Stallworth, heck, Rice and Taylor, Keenan McCardell and Jimmy Smith. I mean, there's been a ton of tandems, good tandems. But I would put Isaac and I up there with being the best, with the volume of production, the style in which we did it, the consistency in which we did it, how the accumulation of yardage and points and how teams were drafting and what they were drafting to try to slow us down. I mean, we helped change the game and how people coached the game and how guys backpedaled and how teams were drafting players to try to, again, to defend us. Heck, and I tell the story all the time, guys would bring out two or three different pairs of shoes prior to the game, trying to figure out which one they wanted to wear to try to keep up with us. Hey, that's the ultimate compliment, you know what I mean? If that ain't Hall of Fame shit, I don't know what is. It's a fun time, man. And I was able to, I got off track there, but I was just able to do some amazing things with some amazing guys, man. And Isaac was one of them for sure. All of them.
When we're in the selection meeting, especially for the skilled players, You know, we often ask, if it's a receiver, what was his signature play? What was his signature catch? Is there one play from your career that you think of if somebody says to you, what is your signature play?
I think for me it was the touchdown catch my rookie year. With all the chaos, Greg Williams and the blitzes that he does, I mean, all the chaos is going on in the Super Bowl, the pressure that's mounting. We need to get on the board. We're down in the red zone. We talked about it during the week, all during the year. You know, coach likes to bring pressure in the red zone. We welcomed it because we felt like if you brought pressure and one of us get free, which we have the ability to do, there's nobody else that's back there. All we got to do is make our man miss and we go the distance. So they dare to blitz us. And for Kurt and I to look at each other subtly and be on the same page and really locked into the moment, I make a guy miss there at the line of scrimmage. I think it was Sydney. I'm a rookie now. I'm doing vet moves as a rook in the biggest stage, in the biggest game of all of our lives. And to be able to execute that play and pull in that touchdown with just one shoulder, because the week before, and people I wouldn't say my toughness has been questioned a lot, but Derek Brooks, the week before, I had a separated AC joint, coughing up blood. I couldn't get that one arm up, but to be able to squeeze that ball in the face mask, get my arm up just enough to bring that in to put our team in a position to win the ball game was my biggest catch because of all the things that it entailed and some that I mentioned. It's great.
Hey, Tory, as you know, I mean, you don't have to be anywhere but just to your newspaper or the internet to know you have some pretty stiff competition at the wide receiver position. Mm-hmm. And Randy mm-hmm. Moss is there. Terrell Owens is there. Of course, as you mentioned, Isaac Bruce. But Moss and Owens are the guy that people are talking about. So I'm just wondering if you could help us with this. What separates you from them as a Hall of Fame candidate?
Oh, wow. I think and those guys are very well deserving, very consistent, dominant players in their own right, for big as they were to transform the receiver position the way they did. Incredible. Mm-hmm. For me, it was about consistency. For me, it was about making the meaningful plays for my football team. It was about, I played 11 years, only missed two games in my whole entire career. Year after year production, year after year being a top five guy from a statistical standpoint. All those things I think I match up with anybody. Some would say, oh, well, you only played 11 years. Well, hell, in those 11 years, I was top five, top 10 for a decade. Yeah. Heck, I was all decade team.
Right.
So, and I was doing it with these. I was doing it with Terrell and Randy and Marvin and Isaac. But the funny thing is, I was the youngest of them. I was the youngest boy. So to be able to play at a high level amongst guys like Randy and Terrell and Isaac and Marvin and Hines and Jimmy Smith, the list goes on and on. I took pride in that, and I was able to do that for a long period of time. And that's what I'm proud of. I think that's what I think separates me from a lot of these other players. And then the style and the grace and that I also bought to the game.
Tory, thanks so much for the time. Good luck with
Absolutely.
The next vote. Good luck with the next vote. And Merry Christmas, Dave.
Yes, thank you, guys. Happy holidays. All the best.
Thanks, Tory.
Thanks. That was Hall of Fame candidate Tory Hall. Coming up, it's the 2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.